Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
The discipline of business strategy and business planning has become more important than ever in the 2020s in light of recent changes and just the general turbulence in the business world. So what I want to talk about today are what are those top 10 business strategies you should be considering for 2022 and beyond. With the amount of change happening in the world today, the whole discipline of business strategy is making somewhat of a comeback. It's become more important than ever to think about how can we differentiate ourselves in the marketplace? How can we execute better in the marketplace? How can we create a better customer experience? How can we create a better employee experience? How can we beat our competitors? All those things are things that organizations more than ever need to value and focus on, especially in light of turbulent economic times and turbulent business environments. So what I want to talk about today are those 10 things that are most important to defining your business strategy for 2022 and beyond. And be sure to stick around for the 10th thing on our list today, because that's the one thing that's going to tie this all together and arguably the most important part of our top 10 list. So in no particular order, let's walk through those top 10 things now. Now, the first thing on our list is probably the one that sounds the most simplest or the most basic on our list, and that is to define your goals and objectives for the coming years. Now, intuitively, I think most organizations, most leaders within organizations know in their heads, at least, what their strategies and what their goals and objectives are. But the problem is most organizations either don't articulate it well, they don't document it, and they don't plan around those goals and objectives effectively. So before we can get to the other 9 things on our list, it's critical that we have this foundational number one thing on our list, which is to define what are your goals and objectives, what are those priorities for you as an organization, and how should your team and your organization be focused? What should they be focused on in 2022 and beyond? Number two on our list is conducting a SWOT analysis. And if you recall from business school, if you went to business school or if you didn't go to business school, just as a quick recap, SWOT analysis stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. That's what the SWOT stands for. And strengths and weaknesses are focused on your internal strengths and weaknesses. So especially in the context of goals and objectives that you've set as an organization, which was the number one thing on our list, we need to look at what are our strengths and weaknesses as we view it through the lens of those future state goals and objectives. And this is going to help enable us to define what our strategy should focus on and what the best strategies for us as an organization may be. Now, the O and T in SWOT analysis stands for the external factors. These are opportunities and threats. These are things that are either positive things like opportunities, economic opportunities or market opportunities, or threats, which could be macroeconomic, it could be things outside of our control, but those are external factors that might undermine our strategic abilities and capabilities. Now, one thing I'll note about SWOT analysis is it's usually easy to come up with a laundry list of things that fit into each of those four categories. And the key is to prioritize what are the things that are most relevant and the most aligned with or the most likely to improve and enable those goals and objectives that you've set as part of that number one business strategy that we talked about. So SWOT analysis is the number two thing on our list as far as what those best business strategies are for 2022. Now, once we have a good handle on what our goals and objectives are as an organization, what our SWOT analysis tells us in terms of our internal strengths and weaknesses, external opportunities and threats, now we can look to specific functional strategies that support and align with those first two things. So, for example, we look at all the different capabilities and functions and departments within our organization. You have finance, you have supply chain, you have human resources, you have sales, you have operations, you might have manufacturing, warehouse management. All those different functions within our organization should all have different strategies and goals and objectives that align with and support those bigger picture goals and objectives that have been set corporate-wide. And this is one of the best ways to make sure that each part of the organization is contributing to those goals and objectives and addressing our SWOT analysis findings in a way that's aligned. Now, while your functional strategies might be defined in somewhat of a silo to begin with, you ultimately want to make sure that each of the functional strategies you define as an organization are aligned with other parts of your organization or other functions. So ultimately, what typically happens is you go through a functional strategy session as just within your function, but then you need to reconcile with other parts of the organization that might have slightly different views of how they're each going to contribute to the overall goals and objectives. But whatever process you go through, you just want to make sure that you have clear functional strategies for your organization. Given the fact that the world is changing so much, the economy, the business world, everything is changing quite a bit in front of our eyes, that's causing and forcing a lot of organizations to change to a bigger degree than they may have in the past. So the magnitude of change that organizations are facing in general are a lot greater now than they were 10, 20, 30 years ago, which is why it's more important than ever to make sure you have a clear change strategy and a clear cultural change strategy too. And those are somewhat related, but they're also worth noting separately. Overall change strategy focuses on everything we need to do to focus on ensuring that our organization and our team are able to adapt to the new changes, they understand what the changes are, they embed those changes within their day-to-day processes and responsibilities, and all the things that align with that general approach. Cultural change is somewhat related, very similar, but it's worth noting that it can be a separate or should be a separate standalone work stream within your change strategy. And the reason for that is because most organizations are facing cultural changes as a result of their overall transformation. So organizations that are, for example, standardizing to a common operating model, or perhaps they're global, or perhaps they're globalizing and pursuing global markets, entering new markets and adding new offices, they find that now they need to create a common operating platform to maximize efficiency and to optimize the customer experience. This is just one example of many of how organizations are facing cultural shifts as part of their overall transformations, which is why having such a clear cultural and an overall organizational change strategy is so important to business strategies in 2022 and beyond.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
One of the most effective strategies that you can pursue as an organization is the whole concept of business process management or business process improvement. So really looking at your current operating model, your current end-to-end business processes and workflows, and looking at opportunities to improve those processes and workflows, looking for opportunities to make them more effective, and ultimately just to understand where your strengths and weaknesses are and how we can improve and optimize those processes to provide for a better customer experience, increase revenue, decrease costs, whatever the goals and objectives of your organization may be. So business process improvement is one common strategy that we see organizations facing in 2022. And there's a lot of different tool sets you can use to help with business process management. You certainly have business process modeling tools that can help with that, but you also have more analytical tools that can help you analyze where your processes might need to be improved. Things like business process mining tools that can help you understand where the breakdowns are, the bottlenecks, the inefficiencies, all that good stuff. There's also the traditional Lean Six Sigma approach, where it's really focused on continuous improvement and identifying where the breakdowns in your processes are happening. So there are a number of different tools out there that can help you enable this business process management bucket, but it's important to recognize that in general, business process improvement is a critical business strategy for 2022. Most organizations we work with as clients have found that as they've grown up, as they've grown and evolved, their technologies have become more and more siloed. And so one of the key business strategies that organizations are facing today in order to have better visibility into their operations, in order to make better decisions, in order to execute their strategies more effectively, is to integrate their technologies. Ensure that even if you have multiple systems, multiple tools, multiple processes throughout your organization, that you have integration of those technologies, that you can ultimately have integrated business processes, integrated data sets, even if you're using different tools across the board. So integrating your technologies and having a strategy and an overall digital strategy and roadmap that allows you to integrate those technologies is a key business strategy for 2022. Many industries today are facing labor shortages. Others are suffering from what people are calling the Great Resignation, where a lot of people are quitting their jobs and moving to other jobs. There's a lot of displacement in the labor market in general across the world, which is why human capital management is so important. It's more important than ever for organizations to be able to attract the right talent, retain the right talent, and keep those employees motivated, engaged, and excited about being part of your organization. And in order to do that, you need to have more effective HR processes and technologies to help support your overall employee experience. This is where human capital management and HR technologies can help you enable your business strategy of more employee engagement and less employee attrition and higher employee satisfaction. So for example, HR tools can help you recruit and find the right talent, make sure that you're finding the right cultural fits, the people that are the most excited about working for your organization or the ones that are the best cultural fit, the ones that have the best skill set fit. So it all starts with your recruiting processes, but it also continues through performance management, the onboarding of employees when they first start, but also the performance management of ensuring that they get performance reviews, understand expectations, have a career path, all that stuff that can be automated in some ways or enabled by HR technologies and HCM technologies. But however you pursue this, it's important to recognize that human capital management is more important in 2022 than at any point in recent years. Supply chain management is one of the biggest pain points for organizations throughout the world, and it's also one of the biggest pain points for their customers throughout the world. It may be one of the biggest pain points for you personally as you think about how do I get the right products I want for personal use and or business use. So supply chain management should be a key strategy that you focus on. What that supply chain strategy is specifically to you obviously depends on where your strengths and weaknesses and where some of your pain points are within your bottleneck. So part of this ties back to the SWOT analysis we talked about earlier, ensuring that you recognize where the strengths and weaknesses and opportunities and threats are as it relates to your supply chain and understanding how can we enable or leverage new processes, new technologies, new organizational structures, new strategies in general to ensure that we've enabled a better supply chain. So supply chain management should be a key part of any business strategy for 2022. One of the most valuable currencies that organizations have in general is data. It's data they capture about their customers, data they understand about the market, internal data about the operations, financial data. All that data that organizations are sitting on can be a gold mine that can help them enable better business strategies in 2022. And just to give you a couple examples, organizations that can better predict customer behavior are going to be better suited to win out in the market. So this is where technology and data can help enable through artificial intelligence and machine learning. It can help you understand what customer demand is likely to do, especially in an unpredictable world that we live in. Another example is multinational organizations that have operations throughout the globe. If you can pull together all that data and have clear visibility into what's happening throughout your global operations, you're going to be one step ahead of your competition. So those are just two examples of how data and integrated technologies can help ensure that you have a strategic advantage going into 2022 and beyond. And there's a whole host of applications and tools and technologies you can use to enable this general strategy. But it's something that you definitely want to have on your radar as you think about your strategies for 2022. Now, the most important thing on our list is the 10th thing, which is strategic alignment. So strategic alignment is really focused on ensuring that you have alignment on everything we've talked about so far. So all those 9 things we've talked about so far ultimately need to be aligned. And what I would argue is that even more important than ensuring that you have the right strategy or the best strategy is having an aligned strategy. Even if you have an imperfect strategy, but you have complete alignment on that strategy, that's going to be a better situation for most organizations than the ones that might have a more brilliant strategy that they can't execute on and or they don't have the right alignment as an organization. So everything we've talked about throughout these 9 things, we want to think about it in the context of that number 1 thing, which was what are our overall goals and objectives as an organization? And if we have those goals and objectives clearly laid out, all those other 8 things we talked about beyond that should all be aligned. And that's why number 10 on our list is overall executive alignment and strategic alignment. Just making sure we're all on the same page, we're all rowing in the same direction, and that we're ultimately reducing that friction and those headwinds that come from not being aligned, which is what most organizations struggle with. So if you do one thing in your business strategy planning for 2022, it should be to ensure that you're aligned as an organization and that you're strategically aligned overall. So I hope this has provided you some guidance on how to define your business strategies for 2022, as well as what some of those most important strategies are. For more information, I've included a number of links and downloads below that will help you as you begin your business strategy and your overall digital strategy, digital transformation planning for 2022 and beyond. So I hope you found this information useful. Hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.